Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
A congresswoman stepping down. I'm Deborah Valentine, Fox News. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has announced her resignation from Congress. Fox's Kevin Cork reports.
Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is announcing that she is resigning. Her last day in office will be the 5th of January of next year. And resignation coming after a rather public fallout with President Trump over the Epstein files, foreign policy, and health care. Greene posting a lengthy resignation statement on social media.
Loyalty should be a two-way street, and we should be able to vote our conscience and represent our district's interests because our job title is literally representative.
Recently, President Trump branded Green, who's been a rep in Georgia since 2021, as a traitor. He said he would endorse a challenger against her next year, which of course doesn't matter now because she won't be running.
Green, first elected to the House in 2020, she pushed numerous conspiracy theories before her election, suggesting the 2017 mass shooting in Las Vegas was a coordinated attack to spur support for new gun restrictions, and saying the 9/11 attacks were perpetrated by the U.S. government. President Trump and New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani meet face-to-face in the Oval Office on Friday. Here's Fox's Jared Halpern reporting from the White House.
President Trump and New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani, a Democratic socialist, do not see eye-to-eye on everything. But President Trump says...
You know, we had some interesting conversation, and some of his ideas really are the same ideas that I have.
Mamdani says he wants to work with the president to bring down costs for New Yorkers.
It was a productive meeting focused on a place of shared admiration and love, which is New York City.
The meeting was a major departure from campaign rhetoric. President Trump had described Mamdani as a communist. The mayor-elect had referred to the president as a fascist. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
America's listening to Fox News.
Last year, Instagram launched teen accounts, which default all teens into automatic protections for who can contact them and the content they can see. And we'll continue adding new safeguards for teens to help give parents peace of mind. Explore teen accounts automatic protections and all of our ongoing work at instagram.com/teenaccounts.
President Trump is pressuring Ukraine to accept a U.S. and Russia-backed peace plan by Thanksgiving. Fox's Chanley Painter reports.
The Trump-backed 28-point deal calls for Ukraine to cede territory, cut its military, and never join NATO, something Russian leader Vladimir Putin appeared to cautiously welcome, saying it would only lay the groundwork for a final deal. While the proposal would also provide security guarantees for Ukraine, including a NATO-like model committing allies to help defend Ukraine in a future attack, President Vladimir Zelensky says his country faces a stark choice between standing up for its sovereignty and preserving the American support it needs.
European leaders meeting this weekend at the sidelines of a G20 summit to discuss the deal. Ukraine is reportedly working on a counter-proposal. Los Angeles fire crew is working to fight a hazardous fire after a cargo ship caught fire Friday night at the Port of Los Angeles in San Pedro. Fire captain and spokesman Adam Van Gerpen says 23 crew members are evacuated.
They had a total of 17 were taken off by shuttle. There was another six there that are helping our firefighters and helping them to specifically go to the areas that are the biggest target hazard.
An explosion was reported mid-deck just before 8 p.m. No injuries reported. A shooting during a Christmas tree lighting in Concord, North Carolina. Fox TV affiliate Queen City News' Shakira has the latest from Concord.
Four people were shot. Three of those people are critically injured and one is in stable condition. It happened during the city's annual tree lighting event. The event was subsequently canceled once the shots rang out and people started saying shots fired. A lot of people were running back to their cars, as we were told. Police say it happened around 7:30 Friday evening. Investigation is still going on.
Shakira speaks, reporting no arrests announced. I'm Deborah Valentine. This is...
It's Will Kane Country. Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday at foxnews.com or on the Fox News YouTube channel. And don't miss the show. Listen and follow the podcast 5 days a week at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.